I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Barack Obama welcomed the arrest earlier today of former Bosnian Serb military commander Ratko Mladic. Mladic evaded justice for 16 years after he was indicted for war crimes during the Bosnian conflict. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said that Washington looks forward to Mladic's quick transfer to the International Tribunal for the Former Yugoslavia in The Hague.
This is a great day for justice in the international system. Mladic's arrest serves as a statement to those around the world who would break the law and target innocent civilians. International justice works. If you commit a crime, you won't escape judgment, and you will not go free.
Among those who've worked to bring Mladic to justice is David Sheffer. Sheffer was the first U.S. ambassador at large for war crimes issues, a role created by Bill Clinton. He has seen many twists and turns in this particular manhunt.
It has been a long journey to this day that has had many mishaps along the way, a lack of political will along the way, and that stretches across the Atlantic, including our own government, including NATO governments, and of course, including the Serbian government. But to have it finally achieved is, of course, incredibly important because it nails impunity to the masthead so that it may survive no longer. You know, about 20 years ago, Lisa, one could have thought that a Ratko Mladic might actually commit atrocity crimes and assume that he has impunity for doing so. No leader like Mladic can assume that anymore. And I think the arrest of him truly confirms that fact. Now, many people will go free for many years, but the point is impunity is on its deathbed today.
Okay, but look at the other side of it, which might give rise to some cynicism, and that is, do you believe that if Serbia did not want membership and was not working toward membership in the European Union, that Mladic still would have been arrested? Because the fact that he is now in handcuffs lifts one of the barriers to Serbia becoming part of the EU.
That's true. There are always political calculations that come into this. And it could have been the case that without the prospect of European membership, there might have been other reasons for Serbia to actually ultimately achieve this goal. After all, they achieved it with Milosevic back in 2001, and European membership was not really a factor back in 2001. They achieved it with Karadzic in 2008, and that was actually an operation to try to get to Mladic, and they came across Karadzic at that time. And the European membership issue was not as prominent back then. But I do think that kind of leverage of will you be a part of the international community or not, whether it be part of a regional organization, whether it's trade ties, bilateral ties, tourism, whatever, that issue of are you a member of the international community or not does have a bearing upon a government, even that of Serbia.
This man, Ratko Mladic, is facing some of the most severe charges that can be brought, charges of genocide, crimes against humanity. There is another major figure in the world who has been accused of genocide, who has also been arrested today. This is a man who the United Nations court in Rwanda arrested for taking part in the Rwandan genocide itself. Can you, I know you know about this. Can you tell us about this man?
Yes. Bernard Munyagishari was a top, or is a top indictee of the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda, which sits in Arusha, Tanzania. There are only less than 10 indicted fugitives left for that tribunal. Munyagishari was one of the top ones, and he was apprehended within the last 24 hours in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He will find his way to Arusha, obviously. He is extremely responsible, or charged by the tribunal, for a massive degree of involvement in the genocide of Rwanda in 94. And beyond that, he has been leading what's called the Interahamwe, who are the Hutus who fled into the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Zaire, at that time after the genocide. So he has been wreaking havoc for many years since 1994, and it's very, very important that individuals of that character who continue to perpetuate these crimes are, in fact, brought to justice. These two men have something very much in common today, Mladic and Munyagishari. Both are charged with genocide, but both are also involved in what we call crimes against humanity that sweep across a country. Mladic, you know, is not only charged with the Srebrenica genocide of 1995, he is charged with the war crime of laying siege to Sarajevo for 3.5 years with the result of 12,000 civilians dying in Sarajevo. He is charged with the ethnic cleansing of Bosnia. I mean, he is charged with the entire basket. And Munja Gešera is of a similar character. This is a man who swept through Rwanda in a genocidal rage. So this is sort of two home runs for the tribunals today. And they have really brought to justice, or are bringing to justice, two men who are at the top of the pyramid of the atrocity crimes that occurred in the early 1990s.
That's David Sheffer, who was the first U.S. ambassador at large for war crimes issues. He served under President Bill Clinton.